Welcome on into season two of the USA Medical Podcast. It's season two. Season one was all the lives, all the discombobulation, but now we have a plan. Me and Richard together are here to make your listening experience better with our 10-minute morning show. That's right, only 10 minutes. Everyone's got 10 minutes to spare, 10-minute shower, 10-minute brushing your teeth, 10-minute drive to work. Why don't you spend those 10 minutes with me and Richard learning something new about nutrition, wellness, supplementation, all of the above? Well, real quick, my name is Jake, but you probably don't know Richard yet. Richard, say hi to the people.
Hello, everybody. My name is Richard. I'm the operations manager here at USA Medical, and I'm stoked to be on season two of the USA Medical Pod. I think it's going to be a great time. We're going to learn a lot of things, and I look forward to doing this. So, yeah.
Yeah, Richard's much more than just an operations manager, but we'll call him that for now. He's really my number two, and the reason he's here is because he has as much insight onto a lot of these things as I do. So I want to have him around and be able to bounce ideas off him. So we'll get right into it. The first of this series, so these first 10 minutes, or the first 5 10-minute episodes will be the five pillars of weight loss. So we're doing this quick journey, 10 minutes each, five things to do to ensure you are losing weight if you want to be losing weight. So if you don't want to lose weight, this series can still be helpful to you with, you know, some of the advice, but this series is definitely geared towards someone that wants to lose weight. So like I said, we'll get right into it. The first of the five pillars today, we're talking about nutrition, which I think if you actually got rid of the other four pillars, this might actually still stand alone. Like there's still enough of a foundation when it comes to nutrition and weight loss that you could kind of squander the other five. So that's why I want to start with the most important one. I don't want to go in reverse order. I don't want to bait you in all the way to get you to the end. I want to start with the most important thing, and then we'll work our way down. So we'll start with nutrition. The one thing that I want to hit on right off the bat is that weight loss is actually way simpler than people make it out to be. And that's actually most things in life. Like most of everything in life, people overcomplicate in their brains and they say, well, I need 20 steps. I need the 3 month to recovery. I need the 40-day gut cleanse. It's like we all need these like incredibly long form things, when in reality, most things can be simplified down to their basic components. What is weight loss? What is it? Well, it is the simple act of losing weight. Okay. Well, how does that work? Well, you consume less calories than you burn, and therefore you will lose weight, right? That's the simplest explimation of weight loss. Does that make sense?
It's what it is. It's what it is. As long as you're burning more than you're eating, you're fine, right? That's the basic weight loss.
Formula. Theoretically, that is all it is, right? So let's talk about it a little bit more, right? Because what people get into is they're like, okay, how much do I need to work out? What do I need to do? Do I need to go to the gym 8 times a month, 4 times a week? No. At the absolute core of weight loss, you just have to eat less than you burn. So therefore, could you lose weight and never go to the gym? Yes, you could sit at home all day and do nothing and just eat less than your basal metabolic rate. Well, Jake, what's a basal metabolic rate? I'm so happy you asked, Richard.
Yes.
Your basal metabolic rate, or sometimes it's called, I think right now it's actually called your RMR. The name changed recently because we love changing names in science. We love and changing names. But the basal metabolic rate is your resting metabolic rate, RMR. Your resting metabolic rate is how much your caloric burn, how many calories your body burns every day doing nothing. So if you were just to sleep all day long, just lie in bed and sleep, how much would you burn? That's your resting metabolic rate, your basal metabolic rate. So you can find it out pretty easily. You can just Google search like resting metabolic rate, whatever, BMR, and there's plenty of calculators. All you do is you put in basically your height, your weight, your activity level, and a couple more questions, and it will roughly estimate how many calories you burn in a day doing nothing. So now that you have that info, let's just say for me it's like 1,300 calories, which is probably pretty close. That means I need to eat 1,300 calories to sustain my current weight if I do nothing all day. Okay. If I do something, that means I am burning more calories than I'm consuming, than my body is burning by itself. If I do something, I'm burning more calories. And therefore, if I eat just the basal metabolic rate calorie just the 1300 calories, I'm going to lose weight. Does that make sense? That was kind of weird.
No, that makes, I mean, I think, you know, for those who are going to listen, right, it really is, it's that simple, right? If you could, in theory, sit at home, like Jake said, all day long and do nothing, you can zero do nothing. Things. And as long as you're eating less than what you're burning, you will lose weight, right?
Right.
And then you can toss in like the gym and other things and walks and whatever, right? There's so many things, variables, but at the at its core, that's what it is, you know?
Sure. We have four more pillars of weight loss, right? This is just step one. This is the first thing we got to cover, but we got to cover, I didn't call it calorie burn. I called it nutrition. So why did I title this pillar nutrition? Well, just because you can consume less calories and lose weight does not mean that's healthy. Right. What are we doing here? We want holistic health. We want things to be as healthy as possible. What is health? Well, health is the entirety. I mean, health is a six pronged belief system. Let me, if I just search real quick, what is health? I believe there's an actual answer. Here we go. The World Health Organization actually does have a discussion of what health is. And I'm trying to find what it is because I loved how they put it. Okay, here it is. Health is a state of complete physical, mental, and social well-being, not merely the absence of disease or infirmity. So health is this, I said six, it's a five-pronged thing. It's you are physically, mentally, and socially well, and then you also are absent of disease or infirmity, right? So that's what health is. So nutrition is one of these pillars of health, right? It's your physical health. Nutrition is direct influence to your body. Like your body is exactly what you eat, like exactly what you eat. I know that's not, no, but like it is, you know what I mean? Like nothing about your body has been created without food. Everything you've eaten in your whole life has made you who you are. And it's made your brain how it is. It's made your attitude who it is. It's made your chemistry who it is. Like everything about you is the food you eat. So just because you consume less calories than you burn and you are losing weight does not mean you're being healthy. Being healthy is getting a full spectrum of macro and micronutrients. That is the most easy nutritionist answer in the whole world. But what does that mean? Well, all that means, and it's so simple, it's just every single day, whatever calories you eat, if you, let's just say you're going to eat 2000 calories based on a 2000 calorie diet, right? You're going to eat 2000 calories. Of those 2000 calories, at least, you know, a third should be carbs. At least a third should be protein. At least a third should be fat, right? We should have like the three food groups represented. We should have those three macros represented. And then from there, within those categories, you need to have micronutrients, right? So eating your protein source, if your protein source is a piece of steak, now you can get all these micronutrients from that steak, right? If your protein source is fish, you're going to get fat, you know, omega-3 fatty acids from that fish. So what I'm trying to say is, focusing on high quality and, you know, the full spectrum of health, you can get food sources that have all these different nutrients in them and still meet your caloric goals. And that ends up being the healthiest way to do nutrition. Can you maybe clarify that, Richard? That was kind of all over the place.
No. Yeah. I think to break it down, you know, simply, it reminds me of the saying, you know, garbage in, garbage out. Right. So, like Jake said, I know, obviously, you can not go to the gym and just eat food every day as long as you're eating under your caloric goal. However, if you're eating bad food, if you're eating processed food all day long, if you're eating, you know, snacks and candy, not that there's anything necessarily wrong with that, but it's not healthy food, right? So you still have to be eating healthy things and holistic things to be healthy, right? To fall under that category of health.
Right. So we're actually already at the 10-minute mark. We made it here pretty quick. That's the 10-minute morning show. How about that? We're in and we're out. You get one piece of info. We're not talking about things for 10 hours. You know, we're not getting. No. So I hope that we can. The quick recap here is just that the first pillar of weight loss is nutrition. And that all that means is eating less than you burn and eating high quality, good foods. I'm sure we'll have plenty more conversations about what nutrition is, about what good protein sources are, good carb sources, good fat sources. We're going to have plenty more conversations, but this is just the 10-minute morning show. This is the in, the out, and the everything you need to get your day going. So thank you so much for being here. Thanks for observing our very first episode of season 2. I'm sure this will get more and more fun as time goes on. Richard, say bye to the people.
Yo, everybody. I hope you have an amazing day. We look forward to seeing you back for episode 2 of season 2.
There we go. Cheers.